It's 7-Eleven. Some of the undocumented children who have come to this country from Central America are now being housed nearby. They're in Northern Virginia. And joining us is Corey Stewart, who's chairman of the Prince William County Board of Supervisors. And we're so glad you could join us this morning, Chairman. Welcome in to WTOP.
Great. Thanks for having me on.
Help us out here. You know, people want to know where these kids are, how many are here, and who's housing them. Any of those questions answerable?
Well, we're going to find out more today at our board meeting. We're going to direct the county staff to find out just how many kids are being held in Prince William County and where they're at. We know that they're at one facility in Bristow, and we found that out through the facility and not through the federal government. So this was just kind of a surprise to us, but we're going to try to find out more today.
Can you tell us what the facility is, the name of the facility?
Well, the name of the facility is Youth for Tomorrow, which is a facility for at-risk youth, and it's a great facility here in Prince William. We're just disappointed, frankly, that the federal government didn't let us know what they were doing.
Had you known what the federal government was going to do, would there be a protest stage like there has been in many other places, like in California?
Well, I don't think so. I mean, of course, the issue of illegal immigration is hot and heavy in Prince William, as it is elsewhere. But, we're concerned about a number of things. One, about the health and of those kids that are being held in those facilities. And two, what's going to happen in the long term? Are they going to be in Prince William County schools? Are they going to be a drain on our social welfare system? We just don't know any of those things because the feds have just failed to cooperate with localities, including Prince William County.
I've got a question that relates to the timing of all of this. We've seen in recent weeks, Chairman Stewart, a number of communities say, no, we don't want these kids coming. And as a result of that, the kids didn't come. But at the same time, they spoke to the federal government about not having enough knowledge about what federal plans are. With that in mind, is this a recent thing? Did they just come here and after all of this other stuff has gone down, ignore the fact that a local community would like to know something like that?
Well, yeah. I think there's a lack of coordination, but I also think that the federal government knows that communities don't want to house these kids because we're concerned that it's going to be a long-term resettlement. So they're just doing it without coordinating with local governments, and that presents a lot of problems for localities around the country. You know, a lot of us feel that, you know, of course you have sympathy for children, but on the other hand, if you allow them to resettle back in your community, and if that message gets down to Latin America where there's a lot more kids down there living in extreme poverty and violence, the message is going to be come back up to America. Once you get in, you can stay, and it's going to cause an even greater crisis, a humanitarian crisis.
Chairman, quickly in our last couple of seconds, some of these children, I'm sure many of them, don't live by the same, the parents don't live by the same inoculation standards that we do here. And so there's fear that they're bringing some diseases with them as they come. Is there a plan in place to battle that situation?
Well, there would be a plan in place if we knew that the kids were coming. Mm. But because we didn't know, there is no plan in place. And as has been reported, a lot of these children do have diseases that we haven't seen in America in a long, long time. Or certainly, you know, tuberculosis, scabies, lice. I mean, not things that we do have here. But we have to be concerned about these things and the possibility of the spread of disease.
But you're not going to turn your back on them if they need help, right?
Well, I mean, you know, every person is going to do the Christian thing, and they're going to want to help people. But as a government, we've got to take the stand that, you know, we're not going to accept children if we don't know what the long term plan is. If they're going to be a drain on the system, if they're going to spread disease, we've got to know these things, and the federal government has to be a lot more cooperative with localities.
All right, Corey, thanks so much. Really do appreciate you being with us.
Thank you.
Corey Stewart's chairman of the Prince William County Board of Supervisors.